Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. It is Mike Campion. We are live for a quick fireside chat. I'm at my cabin. The fire looks good, and I wanted to hang out with you guys and talk about the essentiality of cleaning companies. And right off the bat, J. Tony Rodriguez says, of course we are. Like you already, buddy. The topic of today is, are cleaners essential businesses? There's so much going on. Ann says, absolutely. Ashley says following. She's not quite sure. We're going to talk about that today. I wanted to get away from, we're really social distancing up at the cabin, miles away from everybody. And I just wanted to get away and have a conversation with you guys around whether cleaners are essential businesses. Here's the problem. As you know, if you have lived on planet Earth, not under a rock for the last 2 or 3 weeks, that many businesses are ordered by the government to shut down. But the problem is, you still have a business to run. You still have bills to pay, employees to take care of, people to serve, and a family to provide for. So no matter what, that's the reality of the situation. And the cost, the risk here is, if you don't handle this properly, it could cost you everything that you've built, everything that you've worked for. I know a lot of you guys spent a lot of time in corporate, or have just, you've got everything into this. Your family and you have everything into this opportunity. And if we don't handle this right in the next couple of weeks and months, it can all just go up in smoke. So we're going to talk about today how to make sure you're essential, how to win, and all that good stuff. So here's the first reality, is we think because the government has said, hey, Andrew, good to have you here, buddy. Because the government has shut a lot of businesses down, that we have to close our doors or shut down. The reality is, the short answer to, are cleaning companies essential? There's kind of the esoteric response in terms of our concept, and also the like specific response with the government. So the government, many if not most cities and states, are considering at least commercial cleaning companies essential. Residential can be a little different, right? That's a little muddier. That said, that is for the next couple of weeks, months, I gotta imagine at the most. So I believe with the true definition of essential, absolutely, especially when sickness is spreading, we are on the front line of protecting our community. So absolutely are we essential. That said, are we essential as the government defines it in terms of being able to clean in the next couple of weeks or months? Well, for most places, commercial cleaners are essential. Residential, like I said, it gets a little muddier. But I really want to make sure that we understand we are absolutely essential today, tomorrow, when people start moving around again. And we're going to talk about exactly how to make sure we don't get swept up in the tsunami and go down. Omar, I got an amen from Omar. Thank you, brother. Okay, cool. Andrew, by the way, asked about the event. We finally, Arizona put stay-at-home orders in place a couple days ago, so we are finally postponing the event. As soon as things open back up, we're going to plan it as soon as possible because I'm dying to get to know you guys. So not get to know you, I know you, but get to see you in person. All right. That said, we have got to get out of the whole belief that the government deciding that you're essential or non-essential somehow determines your future. The reality of the situation is we are more essential now than ever in history, globally, right? Not just in the United States and Canada, everywhere. Keep in mind, the truth of the matter is, and it's so easy to forget this with constant news about people dying and this and that, and everybody's kind of stay at home, don't touch anyone, everyone's just freaking out. With that constant bombardment, it is easy to kind of get in our soul and our subconscious and our conscious that this is life, this is how it's going to be. The reality is, this stay at home thing will end. Will it be weeks or months? I don't know. The reality is, it will end. At that time, the world will need us more than ever as people start moving around again. Sadly, there's going to be less cleaning companies that were able or willing to do what it took and persevere. So there's going to be less people willing and able to provide the services. And the people need way more when people start moving around again. The whole coronavirus thing is just going to be over, right? We're still going to need to flatten the curve, and we are going to be the frontline defense of people that are going to be able to do that. Omar says if we're asked ourselves to put ourselves in line, we'd be nothing. We could be nothing more than essential. That is abso-frickin-lutely correct, Omar. Okay. The other thing we're getting a lot of is there's a social pressure or this, I don't even know what to call it, but this, like, if you go out or move or clean or do anything, you're a bad person. I got to tell you, no one's saying that about doctors and nurses and other people helping in their way to stop the spread of this disease. The reality is you can be a good citizen by protecting your customers and your employees. Certainly, we don't want to force anyone to do anything they're not comfortable doing, but there are still important services that need to be provided. Lots of businesses are open that are essential. Residential folks, I almost never talk about switching niche. I always want you to stay in your niche. This is one of the few times in history that I'm going to ask all of us that can serve to serve those essential hospitals, trucking, groceries, gasoline. There's so many essential businesses that desperately need disinfectant and sanitization more than ever, right? We could literally be saving lives here. So it's easy to curl up and go, I'm just going to stay home and I don't want to get out there and I don't want to take any risks. But the leaders are going to lead and go, hey, people need to be protected. We're going to make sure we get the gear that we need. We sanitize in such a way that keeps us protected, that keeps our employees presented. Larry Franklin says, bare essential janitorial greets. Appreciate you, brother. So obviously we want to protect our people. Obviously we want to protect our clients. Obviously we don't want to force people to do things they don't want to do on the employee side. But that doesn't mean we don't have a job to do. That doesn't mean that our service isn't needed. And that doesn't mean this isn't the time to stand up and lead. The opposite of that is just, I'm out of business, right? The outside forces, the government decided this. You know, there's a lot of excuses to do what I would consider to be the easy thing and just say, I'm out of business. The government says this or the world said that, so I'm out of business. The reality is you might need to change how you do business for the next couple weeks or even couple months, right? Or not, you might. You will have to change. You are changed, whether you like it or not. You will be doing business differently over the next couple weeks and months. But the reality is if we give up and say, if the government says I'm in business, I'm in business. And if the government says I'm out, I'm out. That's a very dangerous place as an entrepreneur, right? The reality is, as a business owner, we got to go, how can I lead my community, my employees, my customers, the people that need me, my family? How can I lead them? I'm all in committed. Do I need to change my messaging? Do I need to change the services that we offer? Do I need to change who we serve, right? We talked about residential, maybe doing commercial for a short amount of time. All that is pivoting, and leaders pivot and serve and bring value to the world when it's hard, and they do it when it's easy. Guys and gals that are kind of just in it short term, they can curl up and die and just give up. So you've got to decide if you're going to be a leader or if you're going to curl up and die. The other thing we got to make sure that we keep in mind is there's this fear like, oh, this is going to take a long time to kind of build back up. And I do believe that this virus and the impact on it might be here for months or probably maybe even a year or two after we start moving again. But the reality is, I don't know if you guys remember, it took, from my perspective, maybe about 2 weeks to go from life as normal. We're out doing what we do with virtually no disruption to everything shut down, nobody moving. I believe, and I can't read the future, but I believe when we go back forward, it's going to be pretty quick, a week or two, and we're just back to living our lives, right? The difference is people are going to be far more interested and desperate to have sanitization and sterilization and to be protected, right? Again, when everybody stops moving, it's not going to kill this thing completely. We're just trying to flatten the curve. So when we go back and realize, hey, we got to move at some point, someone's got to do something, people got to eat, and you know, there's no life that ever just stays at home all day. That's a temporary solution. So when the permanent solution comes back of how do we live life with this coronavirus or fighting this coronavirus without everybody not moving, there is going to be a desperate need. We are going to be on the front line, Cleaning Nation, to protect our communities. Not only is it going to build back up, and I think it's going to build back up quickly, there is going to be an immediate need for more cleaning than ever. This is when the bold, the people that really want to serve at a high level and are really committed, are going to have the opportunity to double and quadruple your business, your ability to serve, and really change, right? We talk about how, you know, for those of you that have been following us a while, you know, there's things like price, you know, it's too expensive, or timing, or I get to think about it, or I'm not sure, I don't know what your pain is. There's all these things that kind of hold people back from making a decision. This is one of the few times in history where there's no price objection. People know there's no, I don't understand the pain. They absolutely get it, right? So this is a huge opportunity for us to step up and lead our communities and to grow our business in huge, right? In big ways. So I know there's some of you out there that are going with the, I'll just wait and see, right? We'll just kind of see what happens. The reality is, there is a tsunami coming for business owners. It's going to come, and you need to start paddling now. If any of you guys have ever surfed, you know, if you wait till the wave's on top of you, it's too late. You're just going to get buried, right? And that tsunami of work, of need for cleaning is happening. And if you don't start paddling now to get out in front of it and ride that wave in, you're going to get crushed by it. That looks like client attraction and employee attraction systems doubling down. This is the one time in life we've got time to take a breath from our business, a lot of us. We've got the opportunity to really sink in our client and employee attraction systems. I'm coaching our Millionaire Masterminds, our Next Level, our Elite People, all of our members. We are coaching them to double and quadruple down on hiring. Even if you're not starting them today, just knowing as a leader, right, we have to see into the future that there is going to be a tremendous need, and we need to get ready for that need now. I promise you, when people start moving, people that before were getting 2 and 3 cleanings per week are going to want 2 and 3 cleanings per day, or at least 2 and 3 disinfecting and sanitizings per day. And it is going to be overwhelming. If you have done nothing and just waited at home and don't have your systems and processes in place to get the messaging out to let people know that you can handle that and then have the staff on board to handle it, you're going to get washed away, right? Because all the people that were ready and did prepare for this, they're going to take all of the business, right? And when they take care of your community now in time of need, they're going to have it indefinitely, right? So it might take you years to kind of recover from this. However, if you start getting the employees and infrastructure you need now, you're going to be able to capitalize and really serve. And this could be where you take over your city and you're just the guy or the gal. So if you're just going to wait and see, that is a great way to get buried by the tsunami. Start paddling now and start paddling hard. The opportunity is coming. There's no chance that this is our new life, right? We don't know if it's going to be weeks or months, but we do know people are going to get back to life. Not only is there going to be the cleaning that we need, there's going to be, I don't know, 2x the need, 5x the need. We don't know. A lot of our commercial clients now that have essential businesses, they're having people in there 2 and 3 and 4 to all day, every day, right? Let me just check up on the chat here for those of you live. Candace says, love the message here. I've been unsure now, but I realize I need to step up and lead. God bless you, Candace. That is exactly what we're here. Cleaning Nation, this is what we've been preparing for all these years of figuring out how to do this stuff. Sorry, I feel like I'm kind of in and out of the sun. I'll try and be back here. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Celia says, how would you send your employees to clean? Face masks, gloves, sanitizers. So the big thing is, obviously, you need to do the research and make sure that in your area and with the supplies and systems that you have, you've got your people having enough protection. You've got to create the systems and processes. But those are fairly easy, right? There's lots of, like the ISSA, there's lots of organizations out there that kind of tell you how to kind of do the technical piece of it. I'm here to make sure. I'm sorry, I'm trying to stay in and out of the light. I don't know how to. So I'll come way up here. Hopefully, I'm not too close to you. The big thing, yeah, Brian says, cleaning services will never be looked at the same when this is all over. Guys, gals, part of the reason I love owners of cleaning companies is we can't be outsourced, right? They're never going to outsource it to India. And you're absolutely right, Brian. We are going to be, for years to come, kind of seen as the first responders. And you're absolutely right. Cleaning services will not be looked at the same again. So this is the opportunity, guys and gals. Start paddling now. Take this opportunity to really step up and change who you serve, how you serve. And is it going to be extra work? Absolutely. Please don't hear me saying like this is a time where work's just going to come towards you. You absolutely have to do the work. But if you are positioned with the employees and the messaging in place, you're just going to have the opportunity to serve at such a high level. So do not wait and see. The good news is if you don't freak out, if you lead, if you prepare your company, prepare your team, you can use this time to build the systems. This could be the year you double or triple or quadruple. And quite frankly, the people that aren't ready are going to go out of business, right? They're just not going to be able, they won't recover. So that staying and waiting and seeing really isn't an option. I don't know that we're going to be able to go back to normal. You're either going to get all of your accounts taken by someone that's really prepared to deal with this or not. Daisy gives us the love. Thanks, sister. All right. So if this is something that you want our help with, we have doubled down our response of how we're helping people get this stuff done. If you're like, I want more help with that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/coronaparty. I did a full complete training on that live. We had hundreds of people on there. We gave everything that you need to do to survive, not survive, but thrive during this time. So growmycleaningcompany.com/coronaparty. So if you are committed, all in, I'm going to lead, I'm going to thrive during this time, go right now to growmycleaningcompany.com/coronaparty. If you are going to curl up and die and you're just going to see what happens and hope for the best, no need to go. It's just going to be a waste of your time. So guys, gals, this is your time. this is what we've been preparing for. Your community needs us. The country needs us. Really, as cleaners, the world needs us. This is when we get out and serve. We are here to help you do that. GrowingCleaningCompany.com/Corona Party. We will see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to GrowingCleaningCompany.com/talk. That's GrowMyCleaningCompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.